WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. A split vote by the College Station City Council means the Brazos Central Appraisal District has been stopped a second time from buying land and building its own offices.
The council's 4-3 vote to postpone means the same as voting no. According to BCAD, state law gave the council 30 days to approve the request, and the 30th day is today. Julie Schultz wanted more time, in part for BCAD to get in writing a financing plan calling for a fixed-rate mortgage instead of a balloon payment.
BCAD go back to the county and sit down and have a conversation, and if there is some other option to put this facility on something that is not on the tax roll, that is what I'm going to almost always choose, especially if they're reasonably similar. They're not that drastic, in my opinion.
Steve Aldridge was among supporting the recommendations of the BCAD board, which is appointed by the two councils, two school boards, and the county.
I know them all individually. They're sharp. They make good decisions. They are good stewards of what they are doing. We have entrusted them with this responsibility. This is their desire and wish to move forward and do so.
Nancy Berry, Blanche Brick, and James Benham voted to postpone, while John Nichols and Carl Mooney supported the appraisal district's recommendation. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M students will not be charged a $20 fee starting next year to beef up advising services, but there will be a tuition increase for incoming students. Those were among unanimous votes during yesterday's Board of Regents meeting. Regent Charles Schwartz of Houston says A&M President Michael Young agreed to find money for his student advising initiatives from other sources.
President Young and Chancellor Sharp said that we're not going to give up on advising. We think it's really a good program, and we'll find the money.
Regent Bob Albritton of Fort Worth addressed students who were opposed to next year's tuition increases for incoming students.
I can unequivocally tell each and every one of you all in this room, you got the best there is to get. We have done and turned over every rock we can to make sure that this increase was the right increase.
Schwartz says students are paying only one-third the cost of their education. The rest is made up by state sources and charitable giving. Early in yesterday's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting, Chancellor John Sharp announced a federal lawsuit over the use of the trademark Home of the 12th Man.
10 minutes ago, Texas A&M University filed suit against the National Football League's Indianapolis Colts in the United States District Court for the Southern District of Texas in Houston, seeking to protect our 12th Man trademark rights.
Sharp said the lawsuit followed repeated attempts to resolve the matter. This is at least the third time A&M has dealt with an NFL team over the 12th Man. A lawsuit was settled in 2006 with the Seahawks, and almost 4 years ago, the Broncos were contacted after a parachutist flew into Mile High Stadium waving a 12th Man flag. This week's Bryan City Council meeting provided another update on a pair of parks projects from City Manager Keene Register.
According to the contractor schedule for the Williamson Skate Park, construction documents are to be completed late this month, with construction set to begin in December.
Construction of the new pool at Sadie Thomas Park could start before the end of the month and is still projected to open before the start of swimming season next year. The council was also reminded of next week's public meeting to receive comments about Bryan's next comprehensive plan, which includes parks. That gathering is next Tuesday night starting at 6 at the Brazos Center. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil & Lube, and while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas. It's time for Black Friday deals at Douglas Nissan. Nissan Altima is packed with innovation, loaded with excitement, and it's a great deal at Douglas Nissan. Right now, lease a new 2015 Nissan Altima 2.5S for only $199 a month. Choose your Altima at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 in College Station.
To know more at this price, model code 13115. Must take delivery from dealer stock. Must finance with NMAC. Offer includes $2,500 dealer discount, $2,100 lease cash, and $500 Altima bonus cash. $1,550 initial payment plus first payment due at signing. Payment includes all fees for Texas residents. See dealer for details.
810 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Go to actionsportstx.com.
Clouds are back, so is the chance of a couple of showers. Temperatures today 60 to 65, partly to mostly cloudy for tomorrow, 45 to 50. Got the last home game of the season tomorrow. Looks like a decent day. Clouds and some sunshine, 60 to 65. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Chance of a couple of showers. Lows are 45 to 50, and scattered showers are in the forecast for the day Sunday. Highs will be 65 to near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Hey, 11 Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station this morning. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
You thought bringing two guests would be better than bringing the donuts you promised?
Look, I did not promise donuts this time, but I did follow through on that promise a few weeks ago.
You did, and they were unusual donuts, and probably today would have been a good day because Ben is now texting us that he's number 15 in the line.
He's probably 13
place.
Or so
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he could be 13 now. And
but
all
they'll
this,
be fresh.
They will. That's, well, I hope so. And yeah, anyway.
See, I have guests,
all
too.
Started with Mike Wright. What do you mean you have guests?
Well, I allowed the other firemen to come in because there wasn't room
good.
In your room,
yeah,
well, so they're in my room.
Well, I just told them they had to use their inside voice. And they refused to do that, so that's what it is. But you did. You brought guests this morning.
I did. Yeah? I've got Battalion Chief Robert Mumford, and I have Lieutenant Josh Varner.
Yeah, Robert's already been. Robert, how you doing?
Good morning, Scott. Good. I'm doing great.
Good to see you again. He passed his apparatus test the last time he was here. We gave him a whole bunch of esoteric stuff about firefighting, and he knew everything about it. But now you've brought in, you've brought a guest in with you, too, because we want to talk about a brand new bells and whistles type thing that the fire department
I have.
Got.
I brought in Lieutenant Josh Varner. Lieutenant Josh Varner has been with our organization for approximately 17 years. He's very instrumental in our organization as the hazardous materials program manager.
Uh-huh.
As you know, we are the regional response team for the Brazos County, along with the seven county regional council of governments.
Okay.
And so Josh is pretty much the head leader of our hazardous materials team, and we have approval, and we purchased a new hazardous material apparatus, and he's been working on it for approximately 7 years now.
Wow. Good morning, Josh. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you coming in here. You're the guy who we really don't want on the job. You know what I mean? If you're going out, bad stuff has really happened, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, this thing, and if you hadn't seen pictures, it's on our website, and it's been all over the place, and it's this is fairly specialized equipment, I guess. It's not going to roll too many times. What is this designed to do that your standard response vehicle can't do?
So it's not set up like the engines where you would have water and pumps and hoses.
Right.
It's set up more for a large event that is going to need extended periods of being on scene. So it has a rehab area set up. It can also be set up as a command post, video monitoring, the air supply that we would be able to continuously make our own air, and then also carry our whole team plus all of the equipment that we would need for those types of emergencies like air monitoring and just long-term, large-scale events.
Okay, so you say whole team designed to have how many people on there?
The cab seats 8.
Okay.
And then the command area in the back is also set up to seat 8.
So, again, it's West would be a good example. The problem we had in North Bryan would be a good example. What other situations do you have where hazmat, those come to mind, what other situations do you have where hazmat equipment is needed?
So, like you mentioned, the West explosion, or, you know, we've deployed this past year on multiple events, like a train derailment down in Navasota, they had a large oil well blowout up in northern Grimes County, tanker accident on I-45 in Madisonville, and a hydrous ammonia 18-wheeler in South Brazos County. So those large type events were air monitoring, chemical identification. We also still have all of our radiation equipment if there was a radiological emergency.
And so how did you prepare to be the lead guy? How did you become the point man on this?
Time and
well, I mean, you took some special training, sure. Obviously. Okay, so what kind of special training did you get it here at A&M, or did you have to go someplace else to do that?
So in multiple places. So got my original hazmat technician here locally at A&M, and then I've done some testing at the nuclear plant in Las Vegas, Mercury, Nevada,
mm-hmm.
and then also in Anniston, Alabama. Gone through some special classes there with live agents.
And how many guys and gals at College Station Fire Department are qualified to ride this truck?
So we have 38 hazmat technicians, and depending on the staffing, which of those 38 would be deployed for that event, eight of them would go.
But they're regular firefighters and other times?
Correct.
How many other cities in Texas have something like this?
So within Texas, I know at least Houston was one of the main departments we sought and got input from. Outside of Texas, we used Virginia Beach and Newport News because they had identical units that we asked them what they would do, what they would change, how would they improve it if they were to repurchase that vehicle. And they gave us some insight and input that helped design this one.
And when did this unit actually get here?
Last Thursday, okay. So 1 week.
And who was the first person you sent a picture to?
Chief.
No, right. No, don't give me that. Somebody, I know that you had to blow up someplace on this, right? Going, look what we've got. I mean,
during the training process, we were at an event and we were sharing some pictures before we actually delivered it, and it got posted on the Glowworms website for it's Houston Hazmat Station 22.
Okay,
they put it all over the Facebook and
they posted for it. They helped you out a little bit. Yeah, that's cool. You're not going to be taking this to the grocery store, is that right? This will not be.
No, yeah. Probably not this one.
But when I mean, and I, how many council members punched the siren last night?
Well, we had seven council members.
Yeah, and all of them
council. Yes, sir.
Really?
And, they were given a quick tour of the apparatus, and they were very excited to blow the sirens and the whistles and see all the lighting and see the...
You'd have done it.
I know I would have. Yeah, that's probably right.
You know, it's always a good time. It's always
a
good time. And we were very gracious and very supportive of our city council members and our citizens of College Station. Mm-hmm. And we believe this apparatus is going to do very well for us.
That's cool. Where are we going to see this in public? When will the general... when it's not doing what it's supposed to, when it's just out, are you going to show it around any?
Well, you know, Fire Station 6 is a public building. It's a community... it's owned by the citizens. It's owned by the city of College Station. So
anybody's open, people walking in.
Anybody's welcome to come by the fire stations at any time to see.
We're more than welcome
to give them tours. But okay. That's something Jay and I are going to work on possibly here in the near future to do.
Jay, are you going to be a docent over there? Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, Josh, it puts you obviously in a higher echelon when it comes to response, and we don't want you to have to do this. But again, as Robert mentioned, really going to be serving not just Brazos County but surrounding areas too.
Yes, sir. With our mutual aid agreements and everything that we have, we are the regional hazmat team. So.
I got you. Good. Good. Cool. Thank you. I appreciate you coming and telling me about that.
Yes,
Robert, a little bit financially on the nuts and bolts of this thing. What's it cost to maintain and operate this on an annual basis?
Sorry about that. I'm not really sure as far as the maintenance agreement or the maintenance annual maintenance on that. That's something our fleet services handles. With this being a new apparatus, our fleet service department is superb as far as keeping our trucks in tip-top shape to run up and down the road. You know, the cost of the vehicle is approximately $690,000. It's almost equivalent to a fire apparatus. You know, even though it's a lot bigger and looks like it's big and immaculate, it's similar in pricing compared to our fire apparatuses, our everyday fire trucks that run up and down the road and respond on emergency calls.
Does a hazmat person who's hazmat qualified get paid more than a regular firefighter?
Well, they get an incentive for being hazardous materials technicians, so there's an additional pay that that they're able to get to respond to these emergencies and stuff like that to keep properly trained on an annual basis. They require an additional 8 hours per year through the Texas Commission on Fire Protection that they must maintain. So there's a little bit more that they have to entail. And so we want to make sure that we're keeping our personnel proficient and trained properly.
Okay, and as a taxpayer, I'm concerned that that's a heck of a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And you don't want it to roll, and I don't know how many times it will roll. If it rolls to some other taxing entity, will they help offset any expenses involved with rolling the vehicle?
At this point, we have a mutual aid agreement with Brazos County along with the seven surrounding counties. There is not a cost reimbursement from those counties. What it is depending on the type of emergency, will determine if there's any cost recovery back in the cause of the actual incident. In other words, if there's whatever the cause of it was, mm-hmm. will determine you know, the severity as far as if there's any cost reimbursement that's going to come back to the city.
Could this be a situation where the entity where it took place could be partially responsible?
That's
for the
correct. Far as the, you know, the possible the response individual that was involved in it or that caused the emergency, stuff like that could be.
And either of you can answer this. Why did it have to be this big? Why did it have to be this? Why couldn't it have been something that was a third this size and you could have bought two of them, for instance?
But like Lieutenant Varner mentioned, we've been planning this for about 7 years. We have an array of different types of trailers that carry. You know, this vehicle is going to carry radiological monitoring. It'll handle all of our level A suits for any type of chemical or radiation exposures. It's also made for any type of chlorine leaks. So we have a large amount of equipment that we already have that is kind of spread out throughout our organization on different pieces of apparatus. This is really going to consolidate all of that equipment and bring it together so that one piece of apparatus can go to these emergencies and have everything self-sufficient on that apparatus that will mitigate that emergency.
But if you have a ruptured gas tank on University Drive, well, not University, on Southwest Parkway, you're not going to roll it for that. Is that fair
to
say?
No, sir. No. You know, this vehicle is going to respond to major emergencies when it's called for, such as, you know, any type of radiation exposure, any type of hazardous material call, you know, your normal little gas leak or your either natural gas leak. Your first response engines are going to respond to that. Depending on the size of that emergency will dictate when that apparatus will roll. And it'll also be left up to the shift commanders to make those decisions.
Got it. Okay. Glad to have you here. Robert, thanks for the time. Josh, thanks for coming
Scott.
In this morning.
Yes. Appreciate it.
Yeah. What else you got for me this morning, Mr. Sokol?
Let's see. It's time to consider registering for all the academies and universities we've got. So we've got Citizens University, Citizens Fire Academy, and Citizens Police Academy. Registration open on all of those. And the links to each one of those programs at cstx.gov.
Are we going to have a PIO Citizens Academy someday? We can grow up and be a PIO?
Oh, man, 12 weeks of that?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, they wouldn't do that.
Absolutely riveting.
Yeah, it would be, exactly. All right, there you go. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Step back in time as you view an award-winning display of operational military vehicles and artillery at the Tires, Tracks, and Tents Rally Saturday, November 21st. See World War II cars, tanks, and half-tracks, Vietnam PBR, Cobra helicopters, and more. Explore narrated World War II living history camps, historic small arms weapons displays, and Huey helicopter rides for an additional cost. Gates open at 10. It's the Tires, Tracks, and Tents Rally Saturday, November 21st at the Museum of the American GI, just south of town off of Highway 6. Click American GI Museum. org for more info.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Consumer spending barely budged last month and was weaker than previously thought in September, suggesting we remain cautious about opening our wallets despite strong job gains and accelerating wages. Sales at retail stores and restaurants rose just 0.1% from September. That was slightly worse than expected. Facebook is heading toward the Snapchat strategy of having messages disappear. The social networking site is testing in France disappearing messages within its Messenger app. Facebook says disappearing messages give people another fun option to choose from when they communicate on Messenger. Campbell Soup Company is recalling 355,000 cans of SpaghettiOs due to a potential choking hazard. The company says pieces of red plastic were found in a small number of cans. The recalled cans have a February 22, 2017 date stamped on them. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open after a sharply lower close yesterday. That's your money now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
I know you've heard the IRS has the right to freeze your assets, garnish your wages. Good news is they can also give you a way out called the Fresh Start Initiative, a tax debt compromise program designed to save you serious money. Optima is the nation's leading tax resolution firm. Over 300 professionals to help ensure you pay the minimum, not a penny more. Thousands call every month. You can call right now. Optima. That's Latin for cut me some slack.
Call 800-295-2867. 800-295-2867.
Optima Tax Relief.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Doubleheader in basketball at Reed Arena tonight. The Aggie women will start their year against Texas State. That game will kick at 6. And then the men will start their season against USC Upstate. That'll be an 8:30 tip time. The broadcast on this radio station will start at 8 o'clock tonight. Meanwhile, coming up at Kyle, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Texas A&M football will play host to Western Carolina. It's our final home game of the year. That game will again kick at 6. And our broadcast at 5 on the A&M Sports Network from Learfield Sports. Western Carolina, a winner over the weekend, last weekend, 48-10 against Furman. They were beaten by Tennessee earlier this year, 55-10. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
When it comes to getting the right part to fix your equipment, look no further than Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. We carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on us to have the right part to fit your machine. Come in today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Visit the Sioux Falls Prater Equipment nearest you or online at cptractor.com.
Saving orange groves with fake mating calls. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The love call of the Asian citrus psyllid fly may be its undoing. The invasive flies cause billions of dollars in damage to orange groves. At a meeting of the Acoustical Society of America, USDA entomologist Richard Mencken explains that psyllid flies court by producing vibrations that travel along tree branches. Mencken's research involves imitating the vibrations to frustrate the flies.
At cocktail parties, if there's too much background noise, you can't hear the person next to you talking.
So we were thinking that this might be something feasible to do with the psyllids when they were trying to mate.
In the lab, playing phony courtship vibrations reduced mating by 75%. Now the researchers are developing methods to jam the flies' love calls over an entire orchard. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor in the studio with April Plemons from Long Way Home. And you guys have been working diligently on the calendar.
Yes.
And we're going to talk to Beefcake Boy.
Yes.
I can say that because I know. But before we jump into that, what's going on with you guys?
This week we're highlighting a cat called Miss Polly Mittens. And the reason...
What a name.
But wait till you see her. The reason we call her Miss Mittens is Miss Mittens the Kittens because she is what's called a polydactyl cat. So she has extra toes. So on... Yes.
No kidding.
Swear. So on the front, she has three extra toes on each front foot. So it looks like she's got an extra paw on each hand. And in the back, she has an extra toe on each back. So she's got eight total extra toes on her. But she's super sweet. She's an older kitty and she's incredibly thin. She's got some scars from some old damage. And so she's had a rough life. And to now is the time that we want her to have a pretty good life.
Absolutely. And that's what you guys do.
Exactly.
And, along with the fostering and everything else. And in that vein, in order to do what you do, you have to make money.
We do. And you know what a lot of people don't understand is our organization is run entirely by volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so none of us are paid. We do this because we love animals. And fortunately, we have folks in our community who also really love animals, like some really awesome people like Bubba Bush.
Yep.
So, for example, Bubba Bush helped us out with our new calendar that we've got coming out. It's called Strong Men, Big Hearts. And it's guys from around the community who work out, who take a lot of pride in their bodies, and they posed with our tiny, fluffy kittens and puppies.
So let's bring
Bubba. And so Bubba was great.
Let's bring Bubba in. And Bubba and I actually know each other. Bubba's a professional UFC MMA fighter. And now, why did you sit down and do this for these folks?
Well, I don't get to actually hang out with animals much. I do love them.
Well, you do, but they're usually at work.
That's right. That's true, in the cage. Good cause, good opportunity to go hang out. I mean, we're just trying to do everything we can. And this, it also reminds me of, what my wife does at Still Creek, you know, for people. And it's just for animals. You know, it's another cause that we can help out. People, again, you had a bad life and things like that, bring them up.
And as part of this calendar that you're in, Beefcake, you guys have put a coupon in there for the ladies.
I answered that. Yeah. For the ladies. Yeah, it's not even going to be a coupon. We might have a coupon in there for our kids' classes. But for the ladies, we're going to start a Defense Against the Dark Arts self-defense
very
class.
Very nice, I like it.
Right? So that we can get in there. We've got some nerd in us, too. After us. But we're going to do self-defense classes for free as a community service and just try to introduce women to jiu-jitsu, which I think is one of the most practical and applicable self-defenses you can learn.
Well, if I can throw my 2 cents worth in, my 9-year-old's doing it with you guys, so I'm a firm believer as well.
Yep. She seems to love it, so it's good.
Absolutely. Let's bring in April now and find out how we get the calendar and move on from there.
So you can get this calendar by going to our website, which is mylongwayhome.org. Click the Adoptables tab, and it's just right there. And so you'll find coupons for all kinds of stuff, for Bubba Bush, for personal trainers, for all kinds of really cool things. So go ahead and get yours now.
And you can see Polly the cat on there as well.
Miss Mittens.
Thank you, ma'am. Always appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And that's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Kim Commando here with the first look at the iPad Pro, Apple's largest iPad ever. Okay, the high points. It's big. The 12.9-inch Retina display screen is dazzling. It's also fast. A dual-core A9X processor. And it's light, 1.6 pounds. The iPad Pro will be a success. But the iPad Pro isn't going to live up to the promise of totally replacing laptops. First, it's pricey. $1,079 for a 32-gigabyte Wi-Fi and cellular-equipped model. Add the stylus and external keyboard, and you're up an additional $270. Second, before spending that kind of money, see Microsoft's new Surface. The Surface is not a pure tablet. It's a sleek laptop with a detachable keyboard. But if you use the external keyboard with the iPad Pro, same thing. Look for the PC Mac-style battle between these two devices. For a comparison of the two, I have a feature comparison chart on my website, commando.com, where you can also get the latest breaking tech news updated all the time. That's KOMANDO.
Did you miss the last Kim Komando show? Was there something you wanted to hear again?
Well, I can always go back later to see what I missed.
Kim's Club members enjoy uninterrupted crystal clear audio and HD video of the Kim Komando show.
It's a place I can learn everything I need to know about the digital lifestyle, and I can trust the information.
Listen to podcasts on the go and take advantage of free downloads and how-to guides.
I can listen as I'm doing other things, hiking or walking.
You even get automatic entry into Kim's year-round contests.
I listen at the gym, so I exercise my body and mind.
Free downloads and how-to guides, plus free shipping on all your online purchases at shop.commando.com.
I can listen to it on my schedule when I have time.
Now's your chance. Join Kim's Club today and try it out absolutely free for 15 days. Go to club.commando.com and get your 15-day Kim's Club membership for free. That's club.commando.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:35, now 8:36. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Brazos Central Appraisal District has been stopped a second time from buying land to build its own offices.
The College Station City Council voted 4-3 to postpone action. Due to state law requiring the council to say yes by today, postponement equaled a no vote. And because the appraisal district board was not planning to ask the county commission, they would not have the support of 4 of the 5 agencies needed to proceed. James Benham made the motion to postpone in part because the appraisal district did not have a fixed-rate mortgage in writing, only a mortgage with a balloon payment.
I'm not going to vote for something that I don't have a full grasp of the information on. And I think it is unwise to be pressured by any timeline into potentially obligating the city into a liability or obligation that we're not comfortable with paying.
Mayor Nancy Berry was among those interested in BCAD building on county-owned land that's already off the tax rolls.
I would love to have you make the presentation to the county and then in an open forum where it's public, you could have this discussion with the county, and it's not, well, the judge says this or judge said that.
John Nichols said approving the request gave the appraisal district the ability to come back with a better offer became available.
Given the uncertainty about an alternative piece of property that does or does not seem to be on the market, I don't know. I think we should proceed to direct and support the appraisal district.
Carl Mooney joined Nichols and Steve Aldrich in calling to support the recommendation made by the BCAD board, which is appointed by the two city councils, both school boards and the county. Joining Benham and Berry in postponing the decision were Julie Schultz and Blanche Brick. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has set next year's tuition and fee schedules. That includes one change on the flagship campus. Regent Charles Schwartz of Houston announced students will not be charged $20 for increased advising services. That will be funded from other sources yet to be determined.
Even though that we are emphatically of the opinion that advising is money that our students should be enthusiastic about helping to pay for, that we think it's in the best interest of the university at this time to defer the advising fee.
Schwartz also said students are paying only 1/3 the cost of their education. That was also addressed by a new member of the Regents, Bob Albritton of Fort Worth, in response to opponents of raising tuition.
At some point in time, the students, the faculty, everyone is going to have to place some form, some level of trust in your Board of Regents that they are not making knee-jerk reaction decisions as it relates to anything, and especially something as sensitive as tuition.
Next year's tuition increases apply only to new students. When the Texas A&M System Board of Regents began yesterday's meeting, the flagship campus filed a federal lawsuit against the Indianapolis Colts over the use of the 12th Man trademark.
We would prefer not to file lawsuits to protect our trademarks, but when our intellectual property is used without our permission after repeated attempts to engage on the matter, we're left with no choice.
System Chancellor John Sharp made the announcement about protecting the trademark A&M has had since 1990. Almost 4 years ago, A&M contacted the Broncos after a parachutist flew into Mile High Stadium waving a 12-man flag. And in 2006, A&M settled a lawsuit with the Seahawks where a license was granted to use the trademark. Two major parks projects in Bryan will begin construction soon. City Manager Keene Register provided an update at this week's council meeting.
Staff met with Sadie Thomas Pool Contractor on October 29th to discuss the finalizing the design and the city development review process. Construction could begin later this month, depending on how the final design process proceeds. The pool remains on schedule to be open in time for summer 2016.
Register says construction is set to start next month on the new skate park at Williamson Park. He also reminded those at the council meeting next Tuesday night at the Brazos Center there's an opportunity to provide input about the future of Bryan Parks as part of the next city comprehensive plan. It's been 10 years since plans began on Texas A&M's West Campus for the $76 million Agricultural and Life Sciences Complex. Construction of the first building began in 2008, and groundbreaking takes place this afternoon on the fourth and final building. The 80,000-square-foot structure will house 150 people working in the wildlife, fisheries sciences, and portions of the ecosystem science and management departments. The building's design includes capturing rainwater and sending it to an existing two-story cistern. Construction is expected to be completed in June 2017. More information about the project and an architect's rendering are on our website at WTAW.com. This afternoon's program starts at 2 at the complex located on John Kimbrough. Parking is available next to Reed Arena. WTAW News Time is 8:41. It's 58 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Joining forces with the BVSO, two world-class vocalists, 250 members of the Brazos Valley Chorale, Texas A&M Century Singers, and Blend Choir present one of the great classical masterpieces, Brahms Requiem, on Sunday, November 22nd at 5 p.m. in Rutter Auditorium. Tickets are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normangtractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normangy. And remember, nobody beats Normangy Tractor. Nobody.
Here's some weather for you. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. We've been telling you pretty much about the weather. The important stuff is coming up after the weekend, it looks like. Got a 20% chance of showers, about 63 for a high temperature. Today and tomorrow, a little warmer on Sunday at 67 or so. Low tonight around 50. Same thing for tomorrow night. Then on Monday, calling for an 80% chance of rain during the day, 70% on Monday night, and an 80% chance on Tuesday. 58 right now. 695-1620 to give stuff away. How is it that I have one ticket to the Texas A&M men's basketball game tonight? How does that work? One ticket.
Maybe throwing a donut?
Wasn't there another packet on the other side?
Yeah, but it didn't have one in it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what happened is maybe they pulled two of them out and they thought they were, you know, but it doesn't matter. 695-1620. Have a pair of tickets for the women's game. Have one ticket for the men's game. And the donut box selection looks like he was 15th in line. There's maple.
Are you complaining about his free donuts?
There's maple. What are those nuts? Are those walnuts
yes.
that are on there?
I believe those are walnuts.
Because that's going to hurt the roof of your mouth. I'm just saying.
God.
They put walnuts on there to make them safe and make them healthy. Is that it?
Take the back of your hand, Scott, and place it on your forehead.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, Lord.
695-1620 for a basketball tickets, if you like that. Because the games are tonight. They have a rare doubleheader. That doesn't happen very much.
No.
So men's and women's. Okay, so with the holidays coming up, Expedia Etiquette Study asked people What are the most annoying parts of travel on board an airliner now? You guys have some input. I don't agree with the number one at all.
Just being on the plane or the whole process?
Yeah, that would be interesting. No, I think, this is all pretty much all during the flight or that sort of stuff.
Okay, because the most annoying thing is taking your shoes off every time. That's just stupid.
I got you, yeah.
But on the plane?
Yeah.
Seats being too close.
Okay, all right. And Patrick, anything?
No.
Okay. Number one is the rear seat kicker. See, I just don't think that happens much anymore. I haven't experienced that.
No, me either.
I don't think there's enough room to get leverage to kick in the first place.
True, because the guy in front of you reclines his seat back, and then there's the people who jump the line to get off the plane. That annoys me.
Yeah.
That does annoy me. I know you're important. I know you are, but wait your turn.
Because you're a precious little snowflake.
That's right. Carry-on baggage offenders, very much, very much.
Mm-hmm.
People who want to move your stuff so they can get their stuff in because they're And then others, I mean, overly talkative seatmates, I don't see that much. Overserved drinker, I don't see that very much.
Mm-mm.
Hygienically challenged, I'm glad I haven't seen that very much. And inattentive parents, of course, that's true just any place. But again, rear seat kicker, that's not in my world.
I could see that being the most annoying thing. I just haven't noticed that it had happened.
I don't think it happens much anymore. Legally, alcohol is banned in Saudi Arabia. In reality, there are people in the country who drink. We know that. If you're wondering how exactly they actually get that alcohol, Saudi Arabia authorities at the border with the United Arab Emirates, where they misbehave a lot, caught a man with 48,000 cans of Heineken, all disguised as Pepsi Cola. Truck carrying what first seemed to be normal cans of Pepsi stopped, and after the standard process of searching the products, it became clear that the beers were covered with Pepsi stickers.
I'll have a Pepsi. Is Heineken okay?
Yeah, is that light? Okay, got it.
I'm one of those who believes that Veterans Day should be observed every day. Whenever I see an older person in a restaurant or the post office or out shopping or anywhere, I usually ask if they're a veteran, and certainly if they're wearing their veteran's cap, I will always thank them for their service, and it always means so much to them, and it will mean so much to you, too, I promise. I did not serve my country in uniform. Oh, I could have. Like most who were primed for service during the Vietnam War, I was one of those who nervously listened to the radio December the 1st, 1969, the draft lottery. There was a large glass container with 366 plastic balls that affected all men ages 18 through 26. My birthday, August the 13th, was drawn 307th, so I was safe from the draft. If you were born on September the 14th, you were first. No, I didn't serve, but having been blessed with a microphone to make a living for so many years, I was able to give a platform to many of those who did right here in the Brazos Valley, both on these airwaves through Bravo Brazos Valley for 19 years, but for 7 years on KAMU's Veterans of the Valley. It was possibly my life's greatest honor to be able to let more than 150 Brazos Valley veterans tell their story of service or of combat, how they earned their bronze or silver star or their stripes or their purple heart, or just how they served gallantly without medals or ribbons or even more than a buck private, but served nonetheless and were able to come home from Europe or the Pacific or Korea or Nam or Iraq or Afghanistan to their families and how they still grieve for their buddies who didn't come home. A little peek behind the curtain here, I'll tell you, every one of those some 150 veterans I was able to interview on radio or TV, I was able to go to their home, sit down with them at the kitchen table on their sofas with them, and just visit about their service. And with their permission, I recorded all of those informal conversations, and I still have them. And thanks to the technology called YouTube, you can listen to them anytime. Did you know that? The easiest way is to go to YouTube on your computer. There's a search button, and just search Brazos Valley Vets. And there you'll see a listing of most of those 150 vets that I was able to speak with. And you can click on any of them and listen to those stories in their words, their voices. Many of them are gone now. And it's my hope that their children, their grandchildren, even further up the family tree will listen, find out things they didn't know about Grandpa or Grandma. Some of them may not have known Grandpa or Grandma at all. Now, this is not at all meant to talk about what I've done, but rather what these magnificent men and women allowed me to do. It has been the honor of my life. It is Veterans Day, a celebration of the lives and service of men and women unlike any other. Remember that the traveling Vietnam Wall will be on display at the Museum of the American GI just down south on Highway 6, south of Santa's Wonderland, on the bypass. That starts tomorrow, goes through Sunday afternoon. It's free. It's open around the clock. There's some marvelous ceremonies planned in conjunction with that. But regardless of how you celebrate and how you remember, the most important words that they can hear is just thank you for your service. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Caldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley in 2015.
Moving families, a Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors tradition. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, property experts at selling lifestyles. Just a corner away from Aggieland, above the rest. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, 846-8400. A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Do you have questions about your retirement and investing needs? Let me, Debbie Davis Lewis, help you with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I'm an independent broker and use all types of mutual funds. So call me today for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
8:51, News Talk 1620, WTAW. How you feeling? You got the weekend coming up. Ought to be a good time, right? Right. Actually, when I had Josh in here, I should ask him, you know, what the favorite firefighter's breakfast is. Just to see.
The free one?
Well, yeah, that's probably right. Again, I think we know that no matter what time of day, that they they probably are known to consume.
Bacon!
But still.
Certainly.
Adult obesity is growing in U.S. America.
It's growing.
But obesity rates among U.S. kids and teens holding steady. A report from the Centers for Disease Control.
Thank you, Michelle Obama.
Yeah, says that more than 36% of adults and 17% of kids were obese between 2011 and 2014. Analyzing weight trends since 1999, U.S. News and World Report says the rank of obese adults has grown significantly in the last 10 years. And here it is, the story I wasn't going to do, but I will. Obesity still rising in America. For the past several years, experts thought the nation's alarming decades-long rise in obesity had leveled off, but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in their report that came out yesterday the obesity rate has climbed to nearly 38% of adults, up from 32% about a decade earlier. Obesity rates for men and women have been roughly the same for about a decade, but in the new report, the rate was significantly higher for...
Men.
Women.
Oh.
Mm. Just saying. Women are getting fatter than men. They're overtaking men in the obese category. So there. Equality for everyone.
Yay!
That's the way it should be. Parking tickets can be paid with donations of canned food instead of cash during the month-long Food for Fines program. Lexington, Kentucky. Pretty interesting. City's Parking Authority will accept cans for citations November 16 through December 18. Those who donate 10 canned food items receive a $15 credit on citations. Oh, so you don't get off the whole thing. Customers are with multiple citations can bring in 10 cans per citation for credits.
That's pretty impressive.
That is good.
That is cool.
Local food bank will use that food to stock the shelves at the four Lexington locations they have there.
Good for them.
I want to do that. Some people love drones. Things. Others can't wait to take them out of the air. In the past, soccer players knocked a drone out of the sky by kicking a ball at it. A fisherman reeled in a lurking drone on the pier. Remember that?
I do.
Animals getting in the action. A hawk captured on camera taking out a drone in Australia went viral. Well, the animal kingdom is not done with its war on the drones. A new clip uploaded by Patrick Percher on YouTube shows two eagles not only attacking a Phantom 3 drone,
but taking it right to the ground, probably thinking it was something to eat. He was able to recover the drone. Looks relatively unharmed. But that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
And again, I guess it was probably recorded, so that's out there for you.
Well, you know, and at some point he's telling the story. See that hole right there?
Yeah.
That's an eagle.
That's
eagle
it right there. That. Just gripped it right there. Did that. No change expected in the top movies this weekend. By the Sea and Love the Coopers are new movies, along with 33, but expect Spectre and the Peanuts movie to continue to be number one. Newport, Oregon Police Department responded to calls of a possible art heist at a local gallery just after midnight Thursday, a week ago. When they got there, they spotted four masked bandits. Turned out to be raccoons.
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
They caught the critters red-handed, removed them safely from the art gallery before releasing them back in the wild. No raccoons or paintings were hurt. You thinking about that? Hey, psst, let's go in here. And then they go in, there's no food. That's why they're there. They're there for food. I've never known a raccoon that enjoyed art. Just saying. Having powerful legs might give you more brain power.
Well, that explains it.
Yeah, especially my brain's in my legs, especially as you get older. A 10-year British survey conducted that said leg strength is strongly linked to healthier brain aging. WebMD.com says the new finding suggests that simply walking more to improve your leg force and speed could help maintain brain function as you age. The researchers found that leg strength was a better predictor of brain health than any other lifestyle factor looked into at the study.
You know, though, who sits down and goes, you know, let's see what this guy will squat.
Yeah.
And then let's give him an IQ test.
Well, I think it's walking as well. Walk and stay smart. Keep your brain active. Good idea.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. Our Black Friday savings are going on now. The Nissan Rogue is perfect for holiday travel. Rogue is a top safety pick and averages 33 miles per gallon highway. Right now, you can get a 2015 Rogue S for just $20,888. This season, choose to go Rogue at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
Two or more to choose from. Must take delivery from dealer stock. Must finance with NMAC. Sale price includes $2,302 Douglas discount, $750 Nissan customer cash, and $500 NMAC on 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 customer cash, and $500 $500 in inbound customer cash and 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 $500 in inbound customer cash and